Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're living in America at the end of the millennium.
That song's been in my
you're
head.
You're what you are. That's not a good song.
That is not a good song from Rent.
You're What You Own. They did that a really shitty version on the Rent Live.
Actually, I wonder if Michael relates to that last line.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Online, They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
Y'all, welcome to 90-day gays. Welcome.
I'm still shaking
Poodle's
off dinner.
Poodle's shaking it off because y'all, we had pizza because we
deserved it.
We deserved it.
It's been a long weekend.
I don't think I've been as excited to recap a show at all because this was a very long, but a good episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're fixing the levels tonight.
Yeah, you're a little loud in my ear.
That's something I could say every day about you.
So this is episode 2 called...
Yes, this is, you guys,
Don't Know.
This is episode 2 of 90 Day Fiancé,
They
Don't Know.
And this is 90 Days Gays, y'all, if you don't know.
And my name is Matt Marr.
And I am Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
And a.k.a. Maddie. Y'all, so we're going to be talking about red flags. There's some moments that we might want to process. And, you know, we've got a lot of lonely hearts. Now,
So many...
Y'all.
We can talk about our first one. Tania.
Let's jump in.
A.K.A. Tanya.
Y'all can't. Poodle can't say her name.
One of the most annoying people on the planet, y'all. I have a visceral hatred for this girl.
Really?
It's strong.
I do not care for her.
I hate her. I hate her so much.
You know who she is? When I worked at Sephora, she's the girl that would come in every week and take all my time and make me do a makeover and then return it 3 days later and then comes back in a week later and gets all new stuff and it's just a cycle.
You had that?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Ugh.
And the circle that goes up and down, and the painted ponies go round and round.
We can't sing this much, or we will never finish an episode.
Ha! That's crazy.
That's also not the melody of that song.
We're captured in a hurricane of sound. Y'all, we had pizza, and also because of last fucking week. Oh, actually, no. This is not. We recently recorded
our first Patreon episode.
Ooh, we're talking about things.
That we're gonna drop soon.
And in that episode, we won't tell you what, but there were fudge strap cookies, and we've been wanting fudge strap cookies ever since.
And it gave me a hankering for them. So and this motherfucker brought them in,
and I had like six. So now, like.
Okay, that fan scream was even more intense than it normally was because you changed pitch, and I'm not ready for it.
Let's talk about Tania again. I'm
Tania.
Sorry.
Tania.
Tania. Tania and Sinjin.
So we cut to Tania, and she's got her two friends, Pete and Repeat, and and Pete and Repeat are helping her. They got the flowers. Y'all, that's when they start throwing rose petals on the floor.
Y'all.
In the middle of fucking, like, JFK.
I just want to say.
Of Concourse A.
This is the special moment that Tania freaked out about. If I don't get there in time, I'm not going to be able to make it perfect. She won't be able to throw out nasty ass rose petals. And then her poor, I don't think it was Pete. It was actually Repeat.
Repeat.
Was trying to open that fucking champagne bottle. The whole goddamn bitches never open champagne
First of all,
in their
no
life.
One's gonna, there's no glasses.
There's
you're
no
just going to drink out
of,
you're just going to shoot champagne on somebody.
And you know who's the biggest loser out of all of this? That little janitor just trying to do his fucking job.
Y'all, and they yelled at that bitch.
Poodle laughed so hard.
He just kind of like shrugged his shoulders like,
and he literally said,
I'm going to walk away.
Boss man, no likey. I think that's what he said.
But they yelled at him, no, don't do this. And he's like, what? Oh, I'm not supposed to pick up trash? That's my fucking job. Anyway. He was definitely my favorite person.
This is as I'm going to save that. Actually, I have a thing, and I'm going to save it for our straight people be crazy because we often forget to do that segment.
Yeah, we forget a lot.
That green shirt looks so pretty with your eyes.
Thank you.
Eyes look green.
You are your cold sore's cleared up.
It is, y'all. Getting better.
Y'all, there was a cold sore the size of Sri Lanka on his lip.
From Mexico, from that parasite I had to get rid of.
All I could do was to say, cold sore, cold sore, cold sore. We're going to talk about facial anomalies later.
Ooh, apparently it runs in the family.
Okay. Anywho.
I just want to say one thing, that Monique is your ride or die bitch. Because
she's going to destroy him.
She is scoping him out.
Yes. She's sitting over there. Y'all, I wrote down, Monique don't take no shit, y'all.
She does not. She at one point, she just said, and I'm just watching.
We all need a Monique.
All need a Monique in our lives.
She just sits over in the side, silent but violent, but she is ready to get in there and choke a bitch.
She is.
In a second. She would choke his motherfucking ass.
Mm-hmm. Pull out his hair. And then they go to Times Square.
And, well, first of all, we need to talk a little bit about her laughing. And she's laughing. You know those hysterical laughing when they put people in padded walls?
Oh,
that's what she sounds like. I mean,
wow.
I hate her so much.
You sounded like Woody Woodpecker getting a rim job.
Deeper.
Hey, stick it in. Ramrod me.
Y'all, Woody Woodpecker is Woody a queer.
Woody Woodpecker, y'all, is a huge size queen. Huge size queen. And if you want to know what cartoon big dick face looks like, look no further than either Woody Woodpecker or Wile E. Coyote. Oh.
I agree with Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, yeah. He's huge.
Huge. Packing.
Packing.
So we're not at Times Square yet, but I will say when he took off and he threw his stuff down and ran toward her saying, my sugar, and the music swelled, I couldn't breathe for a little bit.
You were so easily manipulated. That was so fucking...
Like, he was so excited. I truly believe he likes her.
I like Shin Shin.
Truly, he's my favorite person on the show, by far. By far.
You know what? I agree with that. You know what I like about him? He kind of looks like a South African ginger Corey Feldman to me.
Kind of. I think...
I mean, that likability of him.
I think you said it before. He would look much better with shorter hair.
I think so, too.
Also, the red shirt that he is wearing in the interview section is so red. It
Very
is,
red.
Like, violently red. It's assaulting me with its redness.
I said this during the show, and you agreed, and I feel like it's important to bring up.
Uh-huh.
We feel like Shinjin is very good in bed.
Oh, y'all, he'd grab onto the headboard.
Guys that are soft in the middle a little bit like that know how to, they keep going.
It's more than being soft in the
cushion
middle.
For the
he's crazy.
Cushion.
He's got this kind of crazy vibe to him. He'd grab to the headboard, and it would be like, yeah, here we go. I'm going to take you all the way back to Cape Town.
I'm sure that's what he says to people. One of our Sissy Squad members just posted what British people say when they orgasm.
I love that. I'm arriving. I have arrived.
I've arrived. Y'all, thanks. Shout out to our Sissy Squad.
I have arrived. I enjoyed that.
Oh, we've got our Sissy shout outs.
Oh, we need to plan that.
We forgot about that. You know, we'll just do it as it comes up.
We will.
Look on your phone later.
Fine. Anyway, so... They do go back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind
why
of
did
like
I write, someone has a butt plug. I don't know why I wrote that. I don't know why I wrote that, but some
all
but she
I,
probably does.
All I know is he's like, yeah, I just want to have sex with my woman. I just want to have sex with my mm-hmm. woman. And the girls are like, so what do you want to do?
They're thinking they're going to go to like H&M or something.
And he's like, I just want to shower and have a little bit of sexy time. And then we cut to 2 hours later or an hour and a half later. Tania's got post-sex hair.
She does.
And it's really obvious what happened.
Yeah, she just like.
Tania just had her hair curled, if you know what that
speaking
means.
Speaking of, maybe that's why I wrote butt plug, because Shinjin probably just had the first one up inside him from that sex corner. I'm surprised
like,
that we didn't mention the sex corner.
We didn't see the sex corner. I don't think he saw it.
Well, believe me, when the lights went out, he felt it.
Go-gook. What's that in my bum?
What's that in my bum?
Anyway, so Shinjin says they do some shots with some Red Bulls, which is super douchey.
Wow.
Y'all,
these are those people.
Yeah, Shinjin goes, New York! Which was the equivalent of Nigeria, baby!
It's true. Y'all, it is not fun going on trips with people that just keep yelling the town where nobody's just walking around going, Buffalo! You know what I mean? Boise!
Pocatello, Idaho!
Yeah.
Woo! Come at us if you're from Pocatello, and I'm sorry.
Victorville!
Y'all, that's a shithole. If
y'all,
you know where that is in
if
California.
If you're in the Sissy Squad and you live in Victorville.
If you're in Victorville, you
come
do
at
that.
Us, come at us and say hi, and we will,
and you know
will
what?
Pray
convince
for you.
Convince us that
energy.
Victorville isn't a shithole.
No, I don't think. Y'all.
Anyway, they put him in blindfold.
They put him in blindfold.
And then they unfurl a banner that says something about Welcome to America, sugar, spelled S-U-G-E-R.
Do you think that was a misspelling or it's supposed to be the way he says it?
I don't know.
Her friends were y'all, they are like fucking Oompa Loompas just
doing
all of her
blood
bidding.
Turned to ice when I saw that because I was terrified they didn't know how to spell sugar.
Someone pointed it out on the squad.
Maybe
too.
It
they
was, no,
didn't.
I saw it and I literally, it has 3 stars by it. It's, y'all know how I have problems with grammar and spelling.
I'm just more concerned with her. Girlfriends, I feel like they're in New York. Shouldn't they be doing stuff now instead of just like placating her like minions?
They should be,
like
going, they should be doing something else.
Sinjin says this odd quote to him where he was like, well, I thought this was going to be a one-night stand, but here I am trying to get to know her.
Here I am trying to get to know her. And I'm absolutely flabbergasted. Like, the word flabbergasted had never been said weirder. It's a weird word. He's like, I am absolutely flabbergasted.
And then he says that, and then they cut to the rose petals, and just like those panties, they're like, this isn't going to go well, is it? Oh, no.
Oh, someone's going to pick me up.
Oh,
please.
I grew off a beautiful vineyard, and now I'm fucking here.
In the middle of Times Square, underneath Taiwanese tourists' feet. Oh.
Oh, why does it smell like Red Bull and urine?
Can we go to TGI Fridays?
That's basically.
Yes.
Basically.
That was their whole story. The long and the short of it is, I hate Tania.
I'm going to say.
I hate her.
I hate her. I want to say one more thing while she's a, why she's a ride or die bitch. Y'all, because after the fucking, you know, after the ball is over, after the fuck
it goes
good,
in.
Y'all, that is a song from Showboat. That is some old faggotry.
That's some
musical
old
theater
school faggotry.
Shit. You're welcome for that one.
That's our pilot coming up in 2020. Yeah. Old school faggotry.
Old school faggotry.
Coming 7:30 to CBS All Access.
Like All Access.
Because then you go to bed because you're too old.
It's true. But y'all, when they walk, let her friends back in, Monique sits on the motherfucking bed because bitch is tired from doing everything. Do y'all know? That's a real friend that sits on a bed that you just did some freaky deaky shit on.
Freaky deaky. There was like, there's still lube all over that bed.
Oh, I'm surprised she didn't slip off the edge. Anyway, I just want to say, Monique, if you're listening to this show, come at us. You are a ride or die bitch. I love you.
Just to get in, just to open that doorknob,
it's like almost getting
it's
like
just
a champagne
cut with lube.
Bottle up. Yeah.
Oh. I've had that experience one time where I've been, let's say, in a less than compromising position, and I needed to get to my car in a quick place, and I couldn't open my car door because I had lube all over my hands.
How did you open it?
Wiped them off on my pants. And I was driving like, woo! The steering wheel's like slipping out of my hands. Woo!
Like a clown car.
Whoa!
Was that when you came home with your shirt off?
No, that was a different occasion. But thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, literally, he came home without a shirt.
I couldn't
find it. He had to get out of there.
I had to get out of there because a cruel light of day seeped in. We've talked about that on the squad. When you wake up in the morning, it's like, holy
Were
shit.
Were you just... Well, you just, that's back in the day when you had that RAV4. You just driving with the windows down, smoking a cigarette, shirtless.
Yes. I'm like, it's 7:30 in the morning, y'all.
You know, you could have been Angela. It's a good thing you
been
quit smoking.
Driving my RAV4 from West Hollywood.
Oh, boy.
Just laughing about it and going, whoo.
Y'all.
I need to go to the clinic.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin.
Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, Queens.
Our next lonely heart is not driving a RAV4. He's driving a Porsche.
He's driving a Porsche.
No, it's Michael. I say Porsche because he's probably one of those people that says it. Porsche.
It's Michael,
it's
y'all.
It's Michael, y'all.
Michael.
Michael and Juliana.
Juliana, I believe. He's getting her a nice piece of jewelry, as he says.
$4,000 worth.
And the unsung hero in this segment is the jewelry store clerk.
We're going to call him Louie.
First of all, Louie had previously spent a weekend on the lake, and he had only worn sunglasses.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'd had a little sun damage on his face.
Which lake do you think? Titicaca, Tahoe?
Well, Titicaca's in South America, so.
I know, I'm just saying lakes.
If it was upstate, if it was New York, at Greenwich, who knows? But yeah, remind me to buy you an atlas. Because you don't know any lakes around there, and maybe we can point to
I'm
them.
I'm from a landlocked state, which Oklahoma actually has the most man-made lakes in the country.
That's not necessary to know. Anyway, so we're looking for a color scheme of red, white, and blue. Already it's tacky.
And
plus
then we want to add
gold.
Brazil. Oh, it's too much.
Y'all, it's, you know this thing is a tacky mess.
A gay boyfriend would never.
Never.
Not even Tim. Tim would have picked out something way better than this.
Yeah, because Tim would have just trusted the clerk.
It's
the
true.
Jewelry store clerk.
Actually, no. Tim would have just given him an old, given her an old ring.
It's true. Something
mine.
He made for Veronica.
It's true.
So we also have this idea that, or the that Michael says they're asking, you know, how much have you given her? She's like over 100,000. He's like, no comment. Over 150,000. Y'all, if you say no comment, that means keep going.
The reason I know this is because if you ask Jake and I, how many dicks have you sucked? Have you sucked over 2,000 dicks?
I'm saying, no, I don't think that many.
3,000 dicks?
No comment.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's getting too close to home.
Yes, we're too close to home for us, y'all.
So we find out it's probably over 150 grand.
Yeah.
And so anyway, she calls him. There's been a problem with the credit card. The jewelry clerk, Louie, over there is dying.
He's not even trying to make the sale at this
He's
point.
Like, oh, shit. He was oh, like, shit. What's going to happen here?
Guess the buck dropped here, did they, fella?
Look at this guy. He goes
Carl.
To the camera, goes, right, audience.
Right.
Yeah, kink.
Kink, kink. Louie wants his own fucking show called Pawn Jewelry in a Log Cabin. Because I don't know what this fucking jewelry store was, but it was like, I've never seen a jewelry store that's a fucking log cabin in my life.
It was kind of sketchy. So anyway, we find out from the interview is she sometimes has questionable buying habits. It seems that Juliana put a car on his credit card.
Yeah.
Which is, as he says, that's unusual.
That's unusual.
No, no one puts a car on a credit card.
No one puts a car on a credit card. First of all, the interest alone is stupid.
Oh, can you imagine?
And secondly, is Michael the Caesar of this season? Is he just dumb?
Do you think he's just so rich?
He's
been hypnotized by her magic pussy. She's got a magic in between those like Barbie legs. She's got a magic vajayjay.
Come to me, rich penis. Come to me in my vajay. You like my special gina. Come away, bow away, Juliana. Magic vagina. Vajayjay.
And scene.
We just made that up. We're just like doing it. We are full of musical.
Doing it well.
Y'all, LL Jewel Cool J was so hot in that
His
video.
Lips. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Let's move on.
I bet it's dirt, girthy like a tow truck.
Oh, definitely. I don't think it's super long, but it is so girthy.
It just makes you, after you have sex with him, you can do the splits. Just, you're like, whoop, well, that's easy now.
And after you've had sex with him, it's like one of those like declog commercials.
It's true.
It's like all the stuff just goes out.
Well, like, well, there's my small intestines. Get back in there, you.
Whoosh.
I'm going to need that for later.
So anyway,
we raised out of Brooklyn.
Michael basically says that he thinks the car was an impulse buy, which is the most underselling line I've ever heard.
Going to the Gap and buying one of those sweatshirts
that still
says Gap on it that no one buys anymore. Yep. That's an impulse buy.
Or buying a winter coat from the Buckle in the summer. It's a little more expensive than you would normally buy.
Or getting that third candle of Bath and Body Works because they're having one of those sales that you just can't miss. Because, y'all, don't take me in there when they're having a sale. I'll fucking walk out with 20 candles.
I can't handle the fragrances in there.
Those are impulse buys.
Yeah, but not a car.
Come at me if you buy too many candles, because I do.
Anyway, so Michael's there with his cute dog, Howie.
That dog is cute.
I don't usually go, oh, look at that dog. And I fell for this dog.
I love that dog, and I love his name.
And you know that Howie seems some young blood shit in there.
It's true.
She's seen some anyway.
So Michael goes to Rio de Janeiro.
He does. And she's beautiful. Juliana's gorgeous.
They're actually, they're actually a beautiful couple to me.
I agree. And her English is better than Carini's. I would say if Carini is like a 2 or a 3, Juliana's like a 39 as far as her English.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in the room and he does say something that y'all kind of rubbed me the wrong way, but at the same time, I feel like he says, you're a poor Brazil girl.
Poor Brazilian girl.
When you're alone or when you're in Brazil.
But then,
when you're with me,
you're a rich American girl when I'm here.
Y'all, I know a lot of you screamed at this. Again, in the Sissy Squad, y'all were posting about it. I think somebody posted it on her Instagram. Follow us at 90 Day Gays. I feel like this is a perfect example for any of you, and this isn't for any of you white people out there that don't get it or haven't watched like Chelsea Handler or whatever. This is white privilege in action.
To a T.
And what I mean by that is that like I'm not defending Michael, but I don't think he thinks he is saying anything wrong to her or mean to her. He thinks he's saving her.
And he thinks that he's American.
And helping her.
He's American and money will open every door. And he's like completely in disbelief when they're having problems with her visa. He doesn't get it because he's a white, successful male in America.
It's true. And the reason why I brought that up, because I feel like we can't talk about this, not him not understanding
y'all
this without.
Smash the fucking patriarchy.
Jesus.
I mean, really?
Smash it.
I mean, I'm a gay white man, so I can say that. Subjugate us. Take us over, women. I'm over it.
Women are the better species.
I'm fucking over it.
I'm fucking over it, too.
Straight white men have ruined this fucking place. Sorry, straight white men listening. We need to...
There's some good ones.
That's true, but there's I'm saying white men, we're a little responsible. So the good ones are listening.
The good ones are listening. And so they're not sissies, the bad ones. The good ones are. Because, y'all, we have some straight sissies in there.
And they're all hot, too.
Every single straight sissy is
they're
hot.
They're so hot.
I mean, beyond hot, y'all.
And
y'all,
I know it seems like it's double talk for me to objectify male.
But you know what?
They
need to get used to it.
Yeah.
Because some of those.
All y'all can get it.
All y'all are getting that straight sissy D, and we just have to look at it.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
They're cute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's.
I jerk off to all your pictures.
Well,
sorry.
Now I'm uncomfortable. Wow. Wow. That's. Wow.
Better make your profiles not private. Better make your profiles private. I'm on there.
Some of them have children and families.
I just did some Tim that helped me.
Did do some Tim. Anyway, y'all. So, but I just want to say that even though Michael thinks she's poor. In the words of the beautiful poet and somebody who's an inspiration to Poodle and I, Dolly Parton, she says, "And although we had no money, I was rich as I could be in that luxury-ass car that Michael paid for me." Right? Isn't that how that lyric
That's
went?
That's exactly how it
All
went.
All right, just wanted to check that. That's one
Cold
of the
romantic colors. Anyway,
it's a beautiful song.
So
that song makes me cry. They are sweet together, though.
I want to say one more thing about Michael.
We can say many things. I have more things to say.
Do you know that? Well, no, I'm just about him personally. Do you notice that? This may be a little petty.
Are we recording? Okay, just check it.
That none of Michael's clothes really fit well. Like, he's so wealthy, but can't get a tailored clothes.
Well, in his pictures, he was slimmer.
That maybe that was it. But, like, the shirts and the suits don't fit well.
Well, someone also pointed out his headboard was something that you buy in Living Spaces for $149.
Our sissies are sharp.
Are sharp. So they're like, millionaire, he not.
Yeah, I think he might be a millionaire, but he might be cheap.
Or
although he gives all her to,
or he might have a little bit of money. I do think Michael is, look at the business he is, does. He's very aware of appearances and how he is perceived. I could see him overspending because of what the perception of who
yeah,
he is.
I agree with that. They do wind up going to the visa thing.
Yep.
Cameras aren't allowed, of course.
Not allowed.
2 hours later, and it went bad. So they asked if she was a prostitute for the last 10 years.
So here's my question to you. If she's a model and she's got all this shit stamped on her passport, wouldn't she have a portfolio to show them and say, look, I'm a model?
I think that that neither sex worker or model can be mutually exclusive. And the fact was she had so many sticker or stamps in her passport. That is a red flag for people.
They were, I know
that says sex worker. It really
I know
does.
They were offended by this, but I actually appreciate that the government is asking questions like this to help protect people.
Yeah, but it's tough because it might also be the countries that they are seeing. Because if she's going to yacht parties, she's going to Central European countries.
Mm-hmm.
And all at yacht parties are not a good look for a girl, y'all.
They're not. If your daughter's going to yacht parties, she might be a prostitute.
Maybe she never did anything inappropriate. It's just that I totally get it why they're seeing a man who's 47 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And this woman, and they're like, they're just fucking connecting the dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think she was a pro as well.
And so we find out, and I think in this episode, that's why she's been denied twice before.
Yeah.
Because of sex trafficking.
Yeah, and to be honest, Brazil and the world in general, that's a big deal. We're trying to get cut down on human trafficking and sex trafficking. So that's why she's getting denied. Because to be honest, she looks very young.
Yes,
she looks very young.
Now, if Carini wanted to come over and they met Paul, they'd be like, oh, this bitch is in love. She has to be to come live with this fucker and his mom in Ohio.
Mary just shows up with her hair glued to her face.
It's true.
Oh, fuck y'all.
Woo.
Oh, fucking Paul.
Oh,
fucking Paul.
Anyway, but I have, again, something that Michael says that maybe Sasha should listen to is Michael says, I can't not go back and live in America if this doesn't work out because I don't want to leave my two children.
Yeah. I question Sasha's motives.
I mean, but when you see
Sasha and Emily,
yeah.
Sasha of Sasha and Emily.
So I will say that, like, y'all, I know a lot of people expect him to be a douche. Michael doesn't rub me the wrong way. I like him. I don't necessarily
hate them the way I thought I would.
I don't hate them either.
I think I'm interested to see more of her. I think she's very transparent of what she wants. Maybe she's fooling him, but I think she's pretty genuine.
I think so, too. I'm going to post this on Instagram on 90 Day Gays and just with the question, like, Michael and Alana, what's her name?
Juliana,
real or not. And maybe somebody post it in the Facebook and we'll get a thread started. I want to know what y'all think.
I have one other observation on Michael.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're on the beach in Rio, which looks gorgeous, and they're kind of commiserating, Michael's shirt is sheer.
It's very sheer. You can see his nips.
He's got saucer nipples, y'all. And I could have told you that before even seeing him now.
I'm kind of into it.
They're
I don't like small,
saucers.
I don't like small nipples.
There is
nipples
a difference between
you can't
small
trust
nipples.
Men with small nipples.
No, listen.
You can't.
There is a difference between small nipples and saucers.
Well, we saw a picture of him shirtless, and they didn't look huge then.
They looked big.
Maybe
it's
he has
like,
man boobs.
It's
now.
Like Austin from Southern Charm's nipples.
I don't mind his nipples. I'm telling you, guys with small nipples, you can't trust them.
But
y'all.
Craig has small nipples.
Wouldn't trust Craig.
Oh, I would.
I wouldn't trust Austin
either. I'd trust him with my body.
I wouldn't trust any of those men.
No, they're all man children.
They're all man children.
Anyway, that's all I've got about those
Speaking
two.
Speaking of man children, or actually
yes,
woman children, let's talk about Anna and Marcel.
Marcel! Bees? Yes! So, y'all... the next morning after coming out of the Airbnb / hotel somewhere
okay.
between O'Hare and
what
Nebraska.
I'm stopping you. Because what kind of fucking hotel was that? Because they showed the bed and there was a huge bathtub in the living room.
I noticed that too.
It was carpeted. I didn't understand.
Someone's been fucking... that was like a sex paradise.
It was
really upsetting. That is such an unreasonably high key. Like, that is inappropriate, how high of a key that was.
That hurt my voice.
I bet it did, and it should have.
Almost paradise. That's a good song.
Paradise. So anyway, they Anna's sitting over there and going like, last night was great. And y'all, and I got a little flack from this one sitting next to my left about pointing out a certain character's facial irregularities. Otherwise, moly, 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 moles, y'all. But I would like to say that I don't know if anybody else can see it the way I am, but I actually heard I actually can hear a little bit of the moles talking.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and the one on the top, this right neck above her eye, goes, "Hey there, I'm the head mole. I can turn colors to show what Anna's mood is like." And the second one, which is kind of on her upper lip, says, "I'm mole number two. I'm the biggest mole. I'm there to handle everything down there where the mouth is associated." And then mole three is like, "I'm the third mole. I'm here anchoring the lower lip. No one really talks to me. I'm just going to sit here by myself. Ho hum." Anyway, y'all.
And then as our Sissy Squad member, there's a fourth mole on her shoulder, and that mole just says, "Hey, I'm hungry."
So, y'all, you know, even though those moles we can look the other way, they're talking to us.
It's true. You know what? And if you don't know their names are Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Garfield.
Definitely. That is Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Garfield.
Hungry.
Yeah. And Garfield's always hungry,
Garfield
y'all.
Is always
Garfield's
hungry.
The one that is like 3 months from cancerous.
It's true.
She needs to go to a fucking dermatologist and get that shit like frozen off. What the fuck?
Well, I think we've learned that in this family, skin...
Oh, shit.
Y'all, okay, I don't want to Let's just get to it.
Let's get to like our first segment. So we're on the road.
We're on the road again. We're on the road again.
And now I
believe driving back.
And I believe this is time for our first installment of 90 Gays Theater. 90 Days Theater. That's what we call it.
I know, but you just fucked it up.
No, you did.
No, you said gays first.
You did.
I'm going to let you play this.
I'm wrong. I'm the first to admit when I'm wrong.
Yeah.
That's not true. I should have been struck by lightning, which is saying that.
90 Days Theater.
So, y'all, Marcel is having second thoughts about Nebraska. So
in
here we are.
And Jake will be playing the role of Marcel. And I'll be playing the role of Anna, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Garfield. I'm going to be, you know, doing many roles.
All right, here we go. This was not planned. All right.
All right.
I'm excited, Anna. I'm excited too. Please.
Oh, well, I'm glad that you're here. We're gonna drive you home, Marcel. We're driving home right now, and we're gonna take you back and meet my family.
Monty. Mounty! Mounty! Mounty!
You want to mount me, honey? You already did in that bathtub in the weird I felt dirty,
no.
Marcel.
Something unintelligible. No. Something unintelligible
mountains.
In Turkish. Something
mountains.
Unintelligible in Turkish.
We don't have mountains here. It's the plains. The great plains. It's flat.
Corn!
It's no
corn.
It's flat and lonely like
corn.
Like my life.
Oh.
Like my life.
I miss turkey.
I'd eat some of that corn.
Hello, Garfield. And scene.
That's exactly what happened. I don't know if that happened on y'all's TV. We were watching it on Poodle Sling. So
y'all, all kinds of shit happens in a sling.
All kinds of shit happens in a sling. Oh, I'm sure we're going to hear more from Huey, Dewey, and Louie later.
Yeah, Huey, Dewey, Dewey, Dewey and Louie, and Garfield.
They're just...
are... I'm sorry, y'all. If these moles were any smaller, I could look the other way.
I love this fucking show so
but
much.
But these are mole, 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 mole. If you can watch that, y'all, I am that Austin Powers clip. If I see a facial irregularity, I'm going to stare at it, and I can't see anything else but moles.
He can't.
It's a problem. Like, this one had a cold sore the size of, like, Mount Etna back, and all I could do was, like, whoosh, cold sore, cold sore, cold sore.
It's true. So he misses turkey, y'all. He's playing music in the car, and he's dancing. He's dancing. And Anna looks like that girl, that white girl. Like, she dances kind of like when they're playing, like, hip-hop and Beyonce, but then, like, a Kanye song comes on, and you can tell they don't listen to rap, and they're just kind of like,
yeah, we're a little uncomfortable about it.
That's how
when
she
looks. When they scream, bitches ain't shit!
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we get home, and Marcel is welcoming the children in traditional Turkish way of headbutting them.
I actually don't think this could have gone any worse. I mean, really, this was one of the...
I found this hard to watch.
You know what? It
was very difficult to watch.
You know what we're seeing happening is, and usually this happens later on, but... Anna and her family and Marcel are so ill-prepared to have this happen.
Yes.
That we're seeing it imploding from the get-go.
I mean, someone on the squad who talked about having foreign exchange students said, back when we didn't even have the internet, we went to the library and we had dial-up internet and we found out more about their culture.
They learned how to say hello, found out meals. They talked to the person's mother.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Marcel probably knows 17 words of English.
I would say 10.
And Anna knows 3 words of Turkish.
Cut to Joey, their oldest fucking son. He's fucking speaking like Turkish phrases.
He knows Turkish phrases.
In 30 minutes of meeting the guy.
Interesting. Even though Joey's the first to say, yeah, I'm good. Don't touch me, fucking Marcel.
Joey is savage.
Joey, I think I'm going to love Joey by the end because Joey would have been me, even though I did call him an incel earlier.
Well, Joey would have been you, and we're going to talk about him later, but I think Gino would have been me.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to that.
Then we kind of, so there's some weird voice translator stuff that happens, and then we're eating our Domino's pizza, and the kids are like, and you know Domino's, it's like sex. You're never going to turn down Domino's. No. You're going to eat it and you're going to feel like bad sex. You're going to eat it and you're going to feel kind of gross.
You're going to need a cleanup afterwards.
But you're still kind of glad you ate it.
You're still glad you had pizza.
Yeah. Domino's is like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're like, this pizza's good. And he's like, no, Turkish pizza. Don't shit on American pizza. We take that shit personally. We know we have shitty pizza. We are aware, but don't shit on our pizza.
Well, it's not very Southern.
No, it's not.
When someone's inviting you into their house, you really shouldn't do that.
No. I said Robert Mercer's not liking the Domino's.
He's not liking the Domino's. Can we jump into her mother now? Are we there yet?
We are now at a restaurant.
By the
restaurant,
way.
Restaurant, go.
This is a restaurant, y'all, at Ken's Casino in Nebraska.
In Anna's words, mother has some pretty extreme views on the Turkish people. And I said, cue me leaning forward and going, proceed. Bring on, mother.
Y'all, Charlene.
Oh, okay. So, do you think that Charlene was at her local Dillard's getting a makeup tutorial, and at the last minute she's like, oh my, I forgot I gotta meet my girl.
And they left concealer on her eyes.
At Ken's Casino. She just forgot. And so they got her halfway.
I want to say that we're going to talk about it now. Not that we're talking about
people. What the fuck is up with her eyes?
People's facial disformities. Y'all, if you're in the Sissy Squad, come at us. But there's... We need to start a GoFundMe just for that family to have things removed from their faces. That's what we should do. Maybe that's our service project.
Can someone who knows dermatology prices, can you give us a quote of 3 mole removers on your face?
But those things on Charlene's eyes, I mean, that's in a very sensitive
what was
part
that?
Of your eye.
What was that?
They looked like little pieces of like extra skin or like fat that had grown.
No, it looked like makeup.
It kind of did, but then at parts it didn't. It looked bumpy.
Sissy Squad, come at us if you know what that is.
Y'all,
we don't.
Because you bitches are savage, and I know that one of you fucking zoomed in on that shit and had dissected.
And Googled that shit, yes. And when your kids went to bed, you fucking decided you were going to find out everything about it.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to you, Jackie Weissman.
It's true. We're talking to Jackie. Y'all, by the way, Poodle just mentioned something because he said something about kids, because Poodle and I were talking about... We love that we have so many moms in our group. And
the Sissy Squad, the Facebook group.
Yes, in the Sissy Squad group. And just a shout out, though, we also know we have a ton of single sissies out there. Getting that
hand
dick.
Up. Single
hand
sissies.
Up, getting
we're
the
getting
dick.
That dick.
You're getting that nightly dick. You're having fun. You're building your careers. And we just want to say.
You can't tie me down.
Yeah, we see you. We are a group for all women.
Nobody going to break my stride.
And straight men and some gay guys
down.
Who like musical theater. if you're a WeHo gay guy, you're probably not going to like us.
And you know what? If you identify as non-binary, we're for you too.
We're for you too. So we just wanted to shout out to our single sissies.
Oh, the single sissies.
Oh, the single sissies.
I'll join you.
Now put your dicks up, my butt.
Because not everybody. Because y'all.
That was the original lyric.
We all don't have to have kids. I am fine, like sharing parenting info on the group. And y'all, if you have a problem with seeing. Parenting stuff, you do like that Anita Baker or no the what's her name you walk on by Dionne Warwick walk on by
that's a
you
good
just
song.
Scroll on by just scroll
a
on
good song
and if someone offends you just scroll on by y'all
which I don't really think we've had a very
good
group we're
saying
this in a
y'all.
Proactive way no but nothing's happened
no
so we must say that we've had a good group
y'all are fucking amazing
and moms are amazing and women that decide not to have kids are just as fucking amazing.
That's gonna
too.
Be me, y'all.
That's gonna be him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it later in life.
Yeah, so you're old.
I will.
That's sad.
I'll just have my younger boyfriend push him around.
Anyway,
so they're back with Charlene, and Charlene, she fucking rolls up and orders a beer right in front of Marcel, and Anna's having a big problem with this, which Poodle yelled at the TV, "Why is it her fucking problem? It's her mother."
I know.
You got very angry. Poodle gets very angry when someone can't drink.
Well, it's a personal choice, and when someone judges someone else for drinking, I have a problem with it.
It's true.
So anyway, she's got a beer, and Marcel's like, "Drink, Americans, drink." And she's like, "Yeah, I got a baby right here."
You know what?
Like this baby.
We would have a good time with Charlene.
I know. Charlene's our people.
So she
then expounds to saying, "Well, you know, do you, Marcel, do you stone people? And I hear that they cut people's heads off."
And she turns to her grandson and says, "Gino, type in there, Gino, and ask him." And this is where I realized
that savagery is an art.
That is savage. This is where I realized
she's my people.
That I was seen in this because y'all, if Poodle was Joey, I was Gino. And you know, I know that she said Gino's a sensitive kid, but I actually think Gino might end up being the gay kid because you only bring your gay son to hear your adult conversation.
That's true. That's what you were.
That's what I
mine. You heard way too many.
My mother would talk about my dad, or even just women would have adult conversations around me, but not my brother. Did you
that
have
was
that?
Kinda, yes, yeah, I got that happened to me
all,
too.
I would know all this adult stuff of what
was
happening.
I was always in the kitchen, and I heard a lot.
Yes, so. This actually made me sad because you know what kind of broke my heart in all this? Was it, going back real quick about the meet and greet, is that when Gino, not even the youngest one, Gino, because he wants to make his mom happy so much, he hugged Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, y'all, I want to hug
I would have been fucking Joey saying, you better
I would have hugged him too because I just would want my mother to be happy and I just would want peace in my family. And I kind of almost cried for that child.
Nope. I want to play my Bendigo games. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'm just saying, my heart goes out to him, y'all. My heart goes out to him.
So now we find out that
made me sad.
That marrying a woman with children is odd in Turkish society.
Yes.
Only to be interrupted when Marcel decides to dig into the nachos. In front of, which is a big ass plate of nachos.
Okay, I literally have a note just about the nachos.
I knew that would be.
They're like tri-colored. I don't understand. There's way too many jalapenos on these.
And there's a lot of chilies and all kinds. I don't see a lot of chips. The cheese ratio is poor.
It's very poor. There was just too many chips. And then, as they're having deep conversations, Marcel just picks up a chip and says,
"Pork! Pork! Pork! Pork!"
Bees?
And then, and he's like, she's like, no. She's not even, like, entertaining it. So, mom isn't having his questions about stoning. The fact that we got into stoning and beheading is pretty crazy.
But even crazier when then they realize in front of Gino, they start talking about how Marcel has denied the existence of her children. So his
and then Gino's like, that's messed up.
Y'all, did y'all not see what was behind them? Why give the kids $5 in tokens and say, Gino, go play video games. Don't let your son be here
bad.
For this.
It was really bad.
It was bad and it was
really
not
bad.
Good.
Really, really bad.
Y'all, this is going to be a long show. We still have a lot to talk about. We got two more people to talk about. You
well,
better dig in, Poodle.
These two people are the stupidest on the show, so we may not have that much to talk about.
I just
about.
Will say this. Mark my words. I think that Marcel's going to go home before the end of this season.
You might be right.
I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. Work. There's nothing for them. I feel like even she's having doubts now.
She really...
Like, there's no communication. There's no fucking communication. She doesn't speak any Turkish. He speaks zero English.
Anna needs to, like, she just needs to go to a therapy group. She needs to go to, like, a wooded camp with a bunch of lesbians that just build her up as a woman.
And tells her, and then...
you can tell she was controlled by this first husband. And honestly,
group therapy.
I would be scared. She is not ready for any relationship at this point.
And then
none.
She goes off to do that, and then
she eat, praise, loves all that shit.
She ate, praise, love. Then she visits the dermatologist at the very end. They burn those fucking things off of her face. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and Garfield aren't there anymore.
Oh, go away!
You know they're here. They're going to help someone else. Because, y'all, when y'all burn off a mole, it just goes on to another baby.
Oh, bother.
Exactly.
Anyway. All right, everybody.
Our second stupidest person. I don't know. It's hard to choose between Robert and Emily, y'all, who the dumbass is.
It is definitely Dumb and Dumber. It's definitely tied.
I don't feel like on Before the 90 Days, the season we just wrapped, I don't feel like anyone was a complete fucking idiot.
I actually think Emily is dumber, not
really?
Robert.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, Robert just sounds dumb. Everything he says sounds like an idiot.
You know why? Because this is a little bit jumping ahead, but when, what's the woman he's fucking again?
Annie.
Oh, yeah, Annie. When Annie says, you know what? He's funny, he's hardworking, and he loves his son. And I went, you know what?
That's exactly what it is.
That's more than what Sasha's doing.
Kind of.
That is, and as a woman, I will say in this, I think his child is, and we're going to see, is a little spoiled. But he is a good father. He seems to really love his son, and that is something.
And y'all, we've not gone into laying into children, and I don't really want to do that.
No. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
The child's not really well behaved. Yeah, we know that.
But I think probably the child's been doted on because the mother left.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's trying 12. To be such a good father for this son. Yeah. So that's why I think Robert, because I worry about Emily as a mother. But Robert's like fucking doing it, and he works. He gets out there and he Ubers. I respect him for that.
I think Emily is just super sheltered.
Agree. Yeah. Agree. But let's jump into Robert first. He was our next lonely heart, right?
Yeah, Robert with his eyes are so close together. Anyway, so we meet with Robert's friend Juan.
We jump from Ken's casino to Rogue Pub and another Rogue Pub in Winter Park, which, by the way, y'all, you and the Sissy Squad, y'all came at us and y'all told us that Winter Park is actually
nice.
Very nice, kind of a well to do area.
And as someone said, there's no fucking way that Robert's living in Winter Park.
It's true.
Yeah, so Robert lives outside of Winter Park.
I still think he lives in Tampa.
Anyway.
But
Robert's friend Juan with a fluffy beard.
With his friend Juan.
Now.
Juan?
Juan? Y'all. I had a little bit of issue trying to find my brain and my penis were fighting a war a little bit.
Because Juan needs to get rid of the beard.
He does.
But Juan has big dick
he
face.
He does!
Oh, my God!
BDF. BDF. There's something
alert.
About
alert.
You.
Alert. Big dun, penis. Dun, big penis. Big
dun,
penis.
Dun,
you got a
BDF. Just fuck me right now. Dun, 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 dun. Big dick. So strong, so wide, so long, big dick.
Y'all, I hope somebody wasn't getting their car serviced when that sissy story.
Someone told that story. I was crying.
I keep reading that story like 10 times.
You know what
week.
It is? That's what I always thought in dreams that we could do to mortify a gang of
just straight
auto
mechanics.
Workers. Y'all, that's the only thing I want to do, to destroy people's comfort level.
It's true. Y'all, if y'all find Juan's Instagram, let me know because, y'all, that's my type.
Yo, he can get it.
Ain't nothing like a word like the big black man.
He's kind of got a weird rectangular face, but I'm kind of okay with it.
Y'all, I don't know. Can we educate people a little bit? Do y'all know that this isn't from me. We give credit where credit is due. My friend, a very funny comedian. She has a great Netflix special or Amazon special, Sean Polofsky. She's a Jew from Oklahoma. She's hilarious.
She's the one.
She's the one, as she says. Yep. She says, and she also loves gays, and as she says, Dominican Republic is the top of the dick chain. And that is,
they're pretty far up there.
If you just want to, not at work, Google gay Dominican or porn. Y'all,
you're going to see like a something. Bunch of elbow joints, like pipes.
You're going to see where the original inspiration for that movie Anaconda came from with Jennifer Lopez.
Anaconda don't want none unless you got one.
I would beg for it.
Yeah, I kind of would too.
Anyway, but he's also a smart guy.
Juan is telling
he's
Robert.
He's giving it to him.
The DR girls are bad news.
They're going to take your money.
They're going to take your money. And he's like, you know what? No. My favorite quote from Robert, you live, you learn. You crash and burn. I don't think that ends well.
I don't think that means that's not good.
You live, you learn. You crash and
you burn. Robert.
Shouldn't there be a positive ending in there?
You burn.
Then you escape out of your burning car?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a strange thing to say.
And he says, Robert said, he said, man, I'm so excited though. I just want to take my lady and take her around.
Yeah, I don't think he's really planned all this
and
out.
And as soon as he said that, all I could think of was, the whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight. Find the right key. No, tell me what the right key is.
Whispers in the morning. Love asleep in tight.
I'm rolling by like thunder now. As I look into your eyes. Jump to the chorus.
Cause I'm your lady.
And you are my man.
Whenever you reach for me, bing, down, boom, I do all that I can. Okay, I'm going to shut this down because your voice just broke.
Y'all, I used to lift weights to that song in high school. I lifted weights to Celine Dion's album.
When we saw her live and that happened, before she started, first of all, we went to Anaheim, and it was just us all and like fat gays around us. It was amazing. We were the hottest ones there.
We were so hot.
So anyway, it turns dark, and then in the dark, we hear whispers in the morning, and my legs buckle,
and he actually
and I go,
grabbed.
Whoa!
and he grabbed onto me, and I had to pull him back up.
Like I lost the ability to stand when she did
that. And we can't afford it right now. But the first thing we're buying once we make money off of merch are Celine fucking Dion tickets.
So y'all go to the merch store
and buy some mugs.
If you want to send us to Celine Dion, and we will film it for you.
We
and
will.
Watch my knees buckle.
We want to, because we got to sit good seats. But y'all, that does go to the merch store. We got a lot of stuff there. Keep going, Queens. We got it all.
We're loving that.
So we
meet Annie.
Juan leaves. I hope we see Juan again. And we meet Annie.
Before that, though, they're Bryson and what the fuck is his name? Robert. They're putting those like letters on it. And those are hanging letters that you don't post on a wall.
You don't put them on the wall. You're supposed to like drape them.
Y'all, Robert is renting and those letters are not coming off easily.
They're not coming off easily.
No, he's not going to get his deposit back.
You know who Robert reminds me of? He reminds me of a dumber Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock.
But Tracy Jordan is dumb like a fox.
But yeah. I mean, like a dumber.
Oh, I think Tracy Jordan is immensely more interesting. But yeah,
the way he speaks, it's kind of the same in his inflection.
I agree, but I just think Robert is...
And you know what? I think I think he's a simple person.
That's a great way to put it.
Because I think he is a good dad, and probably one of the reasons he very well can like be kind of a kid and relate to his son because he's just simple.
Y'all, he has no problems just like doing nothing in life but like going to work, raising Bryson, and then when Bryson's out of the house, he just plays video poker all the time.
Yeah, go to Rogue Pub. He's just living in the present. And you know what? There's something to be said for that.
I still think he's dumb.
Anyway.
So we do meet Annie, and he takes Bryson, which I think is weird, to take your child to the airport to meet your fiance.
Well, Poodle, he's a single dad. He doesn't have anybody else to watch the kid.
Well, yeah, I get it.
I mean, Juan's not going to watch that. He's fucking some hot woman.
He's fucking some rich white woman. Yo, Juan is fucking a rich white woman.
He probably is, and he's working his way up. Ooh.
So Annie comes down the escalator with that badonkadonk. Like, just Annie's built like a brick shithouse, y'all.
She looked beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
She's wearing a jean outfit. She looks like a fly girl.
She does.
She looks beautiful. Gorgeous. And honestly, I kind of like them together in this so far.
I like her. I don't like him. So the thing that concerns me is when she's like, I'm ready to be a mother.
That's quick. I do think they're pushing this on a small kid. Again, well, we've heard our squad. They won't let people live with them so easily.
I don't think she's 100% for real. I like her, but I think she's leaning on the mother thing because she can get a green card quickly because she's saying, Bryson, you're my child. And she says later on, she's like, but you know I have a temper.
And then she said...
And then she breathes fire later on.
She said, haven't you ever heard of a little thing called boarding school? As Poodle says.
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called boarding school?
I think this
what
mother thing
the Countess says, or Baroness says to...
I just don't understand how if somebody I was dating started saying that, if they started calling my child, they're saying, hey, I'm your father.
It would creep me out.
In the first... It would be... Again... That's
or Bryson is my new kid.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That is a red
flag. I agree.
Flag.
And that's my straight people be crazy, too.
Like, I don't think
if I met my... First of all, I would choose a Brazilian man. Because, y'all, Brazilians...
That's the second top of the... No, Sean Pulaski would tell you. She'll say Dominican Republic,
Brazilians,
Brazilian,
y'all.
Which is her husband.
Woo!
Her husband. And then Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I agree with those top tier.
Yeah.
That's the gold,
y'all.
Silver, and bronze.
And then if you're Irish, y'all, sorry, you're at the bottom.
You know what? I've found it all over the map there.
Irish, actually. You know, Colin. Woo.
Colin who?
What's his Irish name?
What?
Hot guy who had the sex video.
Oh, Colin Farrell?
That's
a big old dick.
That's a big old dick. So I'm teasing Irish people.
So anyway.
No, that's true. I was once with an Irish guy with a huge dick.
Yeah, you never know.
I take that back, and I took that in.
That's going to be a sissy drive off the road.
That's going to be a
Don't
shirt
Don't drive
now.
Off the road. So Annie walks into his one-bedroom apartment, and you know she's thinking, like Betty Davis said, what a dump.
But then she sees the thing on the wall, and she's really touched. I think she cares. I don't know necessarily, you know, because I don't know if Juan could be speaking from a place of sexism. Maybe she's in it for the money. She did seem to be touched by certain things, but I don't know what the quality of life is for women like in the Dominican Republic.
We've also seen her send him at least 598 mad emojis.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
When she couldn't get money.
She crazy. Yeah, never mind. I forgot about that. I forget. Yeah, you're right.
So,
I don't know. Anyway, y'all, they're trying to sleep in the bed, and it's not going to happen. And
Bryson's wanting to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And then I think we have, and Anna wants to get freaky dicky, and I think we have
I want a lot of sex tonight.
We have our first strong tea. Give me strong tea with quote and quotables. Where Annie says,
for a whole year. I was like a Leon.
I was like a Leon.
When a Leon wants to...
And that is when the fire came out of her mouth and she said, give me iPhone. I don't know why she's
give
rushing
me iPhone.
Give me iPhone, fucker. Anyway.
It was a lot.
My accent kind of sounded Russian, and maybe that's because I was foreshadowing, Poodle. Not that I was bad
we're
at accents at all.
We're going to Emily, y'all.
Emily and Emily. Sasha. Y'all, we'll save this for last, but this was one of the best parts of the
Emily.
Show.
Oh, yeah. So we meet the
I'm excited to listen
ex-wife,
to Kimmy.
Masha. Don't, go, go. Don't, Masha. So, first of all, y'all, he's even Sasha, who's, again, built like a brick shithouse like Annie, who's, I still will go, y'all come at me and fight me. He's hot. Especially on these interview sections. He looks terrible in that haircut, but I'd beg for it.
You know what? He has pretty eyes.
And it's
he
girthy.
Really pretty.
It is girthy.
Oh, Lord.
So anyway, he's got pretty eyes.
True.
So we're going to go meet his first ex-wife. Yes, his first.
I don't think we're going to meet the second because they keep blurring her out.
Yeah. So they got married at 22.
Unless they show her at the end like Maria, and then I'm
going to
throw
my
mic.
Oh, and then I'll fucking lose it. Oh. So anyway, Masha, they go to the restaurant, which looks sketch.
It looks like
Masha walks in.
Fucking mafia shit's done.
And Masha is a cross between the girl from Species and a dinosaur. And girlfriend got a grill on her.
It's true.
Like, she's having to actively work her upper lip to cover her buck teeth.
She does.
Yeah. She but needs Omar. Know, she needs Omar from Avery
she
and
does.
Omar.
But, you know, she's probably living in Russia doing the best she can.
Yeah.
Living in Russia. And I'm waiting in a bread line.
It's so fucking cold here. Anyway, we find some tea from Masha.
We do.
That Sasha, the only reason Sasha left her is he cheated on her with his second wife. And when they had a kid, he wanted a divorce.
And Sasha said that he left his first wife
because
she was crazy, and left his second wife because she said he got too buff.
Yeah, y'all straight people be crazy.
That is my straight
because,
people be crazy.
Because if you're gonna look like Sasha, I'm
gonna be like,
I need that four times a day.
Four times a day.
I'll just like lay on that.
Lay on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it. Y'all, straight people be crazy. Cause
straight people.
I know.
Be
I know
crazy.
Our sissies because they're all dick pigs. Because they're not gonna. They're not gonna kick him out the.
Wait. Speaking of y'all, get your dick pig items. Get your shirt, your towel, your.
While
mug.
We can, y'all. Facebook maybe. Tell us we can't use that eggplant emoji anymore.
Yeah, but you also get your dick pig merchandise at the Sissy Squad merch store.
Anyway, y'all. So Masha's saying, why not stay in Russia? And I wrote, because it's cold and everyone's poor.
I mean, Masha basically, though, said everything that we've been thinking
yes,
to Sasha.
True.
And literally, she said the other girl was a nice girl as well.
Right. And my favorite quote was a great Russian proverb that Masha says, you know, Sasha, where the wind blows, a man flies.
You know? This gives me a little bit of respect. I know she's not Russian, but for Maria and some of these women from this that are taking, you know what?
Y'all, they're fucking realists.
And I
kinda, they're just living it.
I kind of have to say, because I have listened to Nicole Byer's Patreon, and they were talking about this, and I kind of agree with them where, you know what? These fucking Russian women are getting theirs because they're treated
theirs.
Like shit in their country.
Exactly.
So you know what?
It's
you
hard
to
be a woman in Eastern
it's
Europe.
It's hard to be a woman in Eastern Europe.
Yeah. So, Emily, y'all, I really respect this trick of saying anything doesn't go your way, going, I'm sorry, I'm just feeling sick. I need to go outside. That's what I'm going to do the next time, like, someone, like a bill collector calls me.
If you ever say that to fucking me, I'm going to throw a pie in your face like Angela did Michael.
I'm like, you guys, I'm sorry. The baby is, like, moving, and I don't feel well. Anytime it's, like, or, like, when I'm home at like, Thanksgiving, and my mom's like, so are you seeing anyone? You know, I'm not feeling really well.
Not feeling
I need
really
to
well.
Go outside.
I kind of hope Emily is. We don't follow these people on social media a lot, y'all, because we don't fucking care. We just watch the show. They're all just trying to be famous. But if Emily's on social media, I hope she gets off of it because they're going to eviscerate
her. They're going to fucking rip her apart.
I'm telling you now, y'all, she does not have the emotional capacity for it.
No, neither does Tania.
Emily, if you're listening to this
Tania's
show.
Tania's already falling apart.
After we've already shredded you, just get off social media, girl.
Agreed.
Just get off of it.
That's basically all I had.
Basically, I think that's all I don't know. I deleted my notes accidentally like 10 minutes ago, so I've been flying by the seat of my ass. So I think that is all that I have. Y'all, while Poodle's looking up his sissy shout-out, I want to just give y'all a thing. We were on Patreon this week.
Tell them that.
With Kim and Kyle from Cray Cray. So be sure to check out their Patreon. And we're actually, I meant to tell you this, but I forgot to tell you, so I'm going to do it now.
I love it when you surprise me
they
for no reason.
They sent me the file with a little clip of the show. So we're going to play just a little clip of our interview with
Yay!
Kim and Kyle. And we're going to play that right now.
All right, this one's going to be really tough, but it's a positive one this time. So okay. You're picking among good choices now. Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Michael with long hair.
Oh.
Sinjin. Sasha.
Oh, this is difficult.
This is a tough one.
Michael with long hair. Michael with long hair. Not current day, Michael.
This is easier for me, I think.
I would say I would... This is strange for me. I would definitely fuck Sasha just to see what was there. Then I would marry Michael because that I need a good credit card.
And he's rich, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, I'm an opportunist. So I'd fuck Michael. And then I'm going to slash this. I'd fuck Sinjin, then I'd kill him. Or I'd fuck him to death. There we go. So I'd have a
you
little
can do,
fun.
I mean, that's not against the rules, I don't think.
I'd fuck him to death. I fuck him, then I kill him. Problem solved. I just solved everything for
you
this.
Just solved everything.
All right, go ahead.
And then Sasha just gets like nothing. Sasha's just like
no.
In
I'd
the
fuck
background?
Sasha. No, I'd fuck him.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, definitely.
I would fuck Sasha because. Well, let me start off with his saying this. I actually think I almost want to agree with you because I would love the life that Michael lives, but I actually think I would kill Michael. And I think I would marry Sinjin because Sinjin is really athletic and does outdoorsy stuff, and I'm not good at that, so I feel like he would make me lose weight. So that's why I'd marry him.
That's very forthright.
And I know you're thinking, why wouldn't I choose a personal trainer for that? But I would save to fuck Sasha because I've always wanted a baby, and I feel like if anybody could get me pregnant, it's him.
But y'all, because he's fucking fertile.
I married someone far more athletic and in shape than me. It didn't work.
Thanks a lot, Kyle. Thanks a lot. You just fucking killed my dream.
Oh my God, wasn't that great?
And then we're back, y'all. Y'all, we love
We don't
Kim
know
and
what
Kyle.
Just happened, but
no, we do. We love Kim and Kyle. Thank y'all so much for having
it
us
was
on
a blast.
Their Patreon. We're going to do something with them later on down the road. We don't know.
They'll guest on our show.
Yeah, and so we appreciate that so much. And if y'all support their Patreon, good for you. And if you don't, that's fine too. You can listen to a longer version, I think a clip of our interview in this week's episode.
Yes.
So be sure to check that out. Y'all, let's do our sissy shout outs.
Okay.
Let's do our sissy shout out. Who are you shouting
out? My sissy shout out this week goes to Candy
Again,
we don't do anything, not Alcoholics Anonymous, because I'm not dealing with that shit.
Good for you if
I like
you are
my
an
drinks.
AA.
Good for you if you are an AA.
People that go through AA are wise.
I know,
wise.
But I'm not doing it.
Wise.
Anyway, Candy AA, that's her middle mm-hmm. initial. Candy AA, she loves a good hoedown.
Oh, does she?
She loves just dancing around, Alabama left, square and corners.
Grand right.
Uh-huh. And she takes her meemaw down there, And Mima likes nothing. And she, the last time she was down there with Mima, she found Mima like getting Dutch doored in the back room.
Oh.
And so she was kind of upset. And then later on, she got Dutch doored the same night.
Oh, and then she realized, what a blessing. What a blessing.
And you know, it was the square dance caller.
Well, who would have
thought
it? Who
knew?
Grand,
anyway,
grand right.
And she loves Popeyes more than anyone I know.
Well, good for her.
There you go. That's my shout out. Candy.
My sissy shout out is Denise H. Y'all, Denise H, she lives in somewhere in Alabama. That's all I'll say. And I will say, y'all, Denise H is a smart lady. She's an engineer by day, but what people actually don't know is that she's a hired assassin and that she has killed many global operatives in this company. And they call her 00 No You Didn't. That is her name. And why she's so scary is that she has trained all of her cats to kill people in their sleep. You don't even know she's coming.
Wow.
Yes. Don't fuck with Denise H. And
that's like the Beijing Olympics.
And also, too, her only weakness, like Poodle, is cake. If she sees cake,
y'all,
she's got to eat it.
I got to eat my
she's
cake.
She's got to eat some cake. So
I'll
Denise,
have my cake and eat it,
we love you.
Too.
And as always, y'all, these sissy shout-outs are 100% accurate and based on completely factual information.
And if you have problems with us, come for me.
Come for us.
Come for me.
And let us know. Okay, y'all. We have one more announcement.
Ooh, this is a big one, y'all. Get ready. I'm going to do a drum roll here.
That was a
bing!
Sound. We have been working on something big for y'all for really about the past month. We've been filming and doing all that, and by filming, really making our fools of ourselves in Los Angeles.
I had to be in so many costumes.
Y'all.
And so many wigs.
We have made a music video to our theme song of 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day Fiancé.
And we were releasing it. We are going to.
Love.
Exciting and new. So this is the deal. So this podcast episode, this released on Monday night. We are releasing our music video on Wednesday night at 11:11 p.m. Pacific time.
Y'all, Wednesday.
Be sure to check it out. But here's the deal. If you like it and you think it's fun, we're going to post it on the Sissy Squad. I think I'm also going to post a YouTube link of it. I'm even going to try to figure out how I can post it that y'all can download it, because I would love for y'all to share it to all your stuff.
Please, because this is a great thing for us to really promote our way we talk about this show, because we feel like this show is different than any other 90 Day Fiancé podcast out there, and it's different than we feel like that anyone else is doing.
And not that it's more special, it's just weirder.
It's just weird, and no one
else
is doing it.
We just love doing weird shit.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we're going to try to get download, because I think on Reddit, you can't post social media links, so even if you want to download the video yourself and post it to Reddit and say, we appreciate that to get the word out.
That would be so helpful.
So Wednesday at 11:11 p.m., set your clocks, because our music video,
our first music video. That's amazing.
We're just like
that just tittled my piddle.
We're like the Silva twins. Lock it on my telephone. Lock it number on my phone. Y'all, so we love you. We that has truly been a labor of love for us to do, and we are happy to do
that
for you.
This episode's never going to end.
But it is in right now. And y'all, you can find out all our other podcasts on our network, sissythattalk.com.
We have Sweet Tea, our Southern Charm podcast.
Yep, we have Bitchcraft, which is our the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
We have River Mails, which is our Riverdale podcast.
We do, and then we have Dear Maddie. Also, you can listen to this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to it on the Acast app. Which is our network, and we love Acast.
And y'all, go to our merch sites. Go to our merch at sissythattalk.com. We got shirts. We got towels coming up soon.
Towels, yes.
We got cum rags. We don't have those yet.
Would you stop telling people we have stuff before I have to make it? Jackie Wiseman and I have to design shit. And you're just saying.
Cum rags are coming, y'all.
They are. And y'all, last but not least, join us on our social media, especially our Facebook group, our Sissy Squad. We're at 2,300 members now. It's
almost going, 24 now.
It's going strong. It's very excited. You can
They did a lot. They always do a live watch, y'all. And those live watches, I've never participated because
Jordana
I can never watch.
That, right?
Jordana does it.
We don't participate because we can't watch it on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So
but, y'all, they're having a blast.
They're having a blast. So you can go to that Facebook that.
I have FOMO, actually.
And you can follow us on our social media. You can follow us at 90 Day Gays on Twitter and Instagram. And also you can follow Jake at Jake It or Fake It and me at V Matt Mar.
Yes.
And Lassie Poodle, why don't you talk about your favorite thing?
Y'all, I love nothing better than a review.
She does.
A review makes a bad day a good day.
Do you love a review more than a Dominican Republican dick?
It's a toss-up.
That's saying something.
A review can't keep you warm at night. But you know what? It's pretty close.
But a review doesn't leave you lonely in the morning.
That's true. A review, y'all, can make you feel good any time of day.
Any time of day. So please leave a review.
Leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Or Spotify.
Or Spotify,
please.
Wherever
you listen to podcasts. And y'all, we talk about these people because they are just lonely hearts looking for love. But really, aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes. And remember, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.